Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
NBA athletes to me, especially the wings, Giannis and LeBron, those cats are the best athletes in the world, in my opinion.
Innovative.
Can they go out and play 17 weeks when they have Fred Warner, Quay coming at them and drilling them? No, they don't want that life.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
But do they want to go through this life that NFL players have chosen? I don't think so.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch here on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. I don't know why I had stuck in my head, Tausch, that you went to Turkey. I kept saying all week, where did Tausch go? Istanbul?
Not well, Turkey. To be honest with you, I had not spent any time. I haven't spent any time in Turkey or Egypt or anywhere there. But we ended up going down to Peru and Machu Picchu. And I don't know. I have not spent any time. This is my first trip to that area. And it's gorgeous, but I'll say if you're going to go and hike and do all that stuff, prep. Make sure we're ready to roll because it is a jungle. It is literally, you're competing when you're doing these hikes up going to Machu Picchu and things like that.
Was this a family deal or?
Yeah, so my brother turned 50, and this was what he really wanted to do because this was not one of my bucket list things when I first started. But once I did a little research and see this whole, do you understand the whole seven wonders of the world? There's the actual seven wonders, and then there's seven other wonders. There's like five or six different groups of seven wonders of the world. And this is one of those things. Machu Picchu is one of the seven wonders or magical wonders. I don't exactly know how to quantify it, but yes, it was one of the things, and it lived up to the hype.
What's the comfort situation down there, Tausch? Like, did you have cabins? Or are we in tents? Or creepy crawlies? Animals? No. What do you got?
Old T's gotten pretty soft. So
yeah.
We tried to be in as much. We weren't like camping. And there's a 4-day thing you can do where you have porters kind of carrying food and you're camping. And I saw some of those cats doing it. And my son was with me, and he was saying how fun that would be. And I said, that actually looks like what hell might look like, where you're hiking
you
up these
fun that
trails. And then if there's bugs and if it's hot and all the other stuff, and you're doing 15 to 20 miles a day, that wasn't going to fit for me and my where I'm at in my life. But I think there's a lot of people that eat that stuff up. It's just that's not me.
Hey, Tausch, what's the food situation down there? I've never really had any Peruvian dishes much in my life. What can you talk about the food?
So the big thing that you have to try, and this is what our guide told us, is guinea pig. You have to try guinea pig. That's a big one. Yeah, Vinny doesn't look too enthused by that.
I don't know, man.
But
I mean,
what they do.
Whatever, the local fare.
Yeah, there's also, the big thing that they do potatoes like 700 different ways. It is potatoes, different ways that they cook it and everything else. But the big thing there is guinea pig. That's the nuanced thing that everybody, it's like if you come to Wisconsin, I would guess you'd say you have to try cheese curds.
Yeah, okay.
I think when you're in Peru, it's guinea pig.
You got to trust them. Hey, before I let you go, I mean, that's all fascinating, and I have more questions for you. Maybe we'll follow up later. But big news here in the world of college athletics. So I guess it looks like the NCAA is going to allow for schools to just flat pay student athletes.
Yeah. So I saw that last night, and we knew that this was the way it was going, but there's so many question marks because, to me, are you going to just pay the sports that are bringing revenue in, and then the college model's dead? And then what are you doing with Title IX? And are you going to say, all right, here's, I think the number was $20 million. You're going to have $20 million. Are you going to split that evenly?
Right.
Or is Braylon Allen, who obviously had been around 3 years, is he going to get a bigger chunk? Are you going to have people negotiating? Or is it going to be, you come to Wisconsin, you come to Michigan, you're going to get $15,500 out of that $20 million. I don't think that's how, because this is becoming professional sports. It's going to be under an amateur umbrella, but I don't know. They have no idea because they're not going to be employees. There's so much more to it, but the NCAA has finally thrown up the white flag and said, it's coming. We either are going to figure this out, and it's going to be a complicated process. This isn't going to be some easy thing where they just – because as we all know in every industry, people want to make their – what they feel is their value, not – oh, this would be cute for everybody to get this. I just don't envision it playing out that way.
I don't know how far you've read on it either. I got to go back and check myself. But I'm just seeing if, for example, if someone played at a small Division III school, maybe not a premier sport, like, say, tennis, for example, is that person entitled to any massive part of this payout?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I haven't seen that yet.
And then it's like, well, why are they saying it's 10 years? What about some of us that played in the late 1990s? What about us? Yeah. Why don't we get a little bit of that pie? It is, and this is why the NCAA has fought so hard to not pay its people, because they knew when this day came, everybody is going to be reaching in that bucket, and how they distribute and figure that out. Woo, it is a messy situation that hopefully they get figured out, because if they don't, college sports, which I think is already gone past where we're at, it's going to be a messy deal.
Pandora's box, wide open. Welcome back from Turkey, Tausch. Thanks, bud.
Amen. Thanks, guys.
7:59 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople.